earliest memory?
Earliest memory?
Yeah, what gets the first well?
Going to school when I was four.
Four?
And I can see the cow as we used to have lessons on. A Jersey cow. I can see that now.
That's lovely.
Mr. Briggs was the headmaster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not ashamed to say it, I had the cane twice.
Oh, you naughty girl.
For going for a loaf of bread. My mother had to go out washing. There were seven of us. My mother had to go out washing and cleaning. And then my father said I had to go to the local group stores for this loaf before I went to school. So I got cane because I were late. I had a very strict father. We don't speak at the table. Yes, I went to there while I was 12. I started working half-time at 12 at a place there, it was called William Eccles, where the wireworks is now.
Oh,
it's only a small place, and I started when I was 12.
Was that a mill?
Tower weaving.
Mm-hmm.
And 13, I was put on two looms.
Oh,
good. And they used to give you a sheet, you know. And they booked your time. You did 1 week in the morning, 1 week of afternoon. And then I got these two looms. And after that, before that, I used to be in Girl Guides.
Oh, lovely.
I was in the Girl Guides at 10, and we used to have some happy times. We used to go to Derbyshire. These were our good times.
Whereabouts in Derbyshire?
Tideswell.
Tideswell? Oh,
yes.
Oh.
Millersdale.
Yeah. You go camping?
We used to go, and he was a man called Mr. Peach.
Oh.
It was a detached house, mm-hmm. A big detached house, and he was called Mr. Peach.
Uh-huh.
And he was a lovely man.
Oh.
And he was so good with us. And there was just one little shop, and we used to get jellies. They didn't sell many sweets. We used to buy jellies, you know, and cut them up, and we had them. We used to enjoy ourselves. And the place where the guides' meeting was the back Bridge Street.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to have a big, thick rope, you know, and I could climb up this rope. I couldn't climb now. And then started working, and we used to go down Cave Row. We left this place, and we went down Cave Row. Well, in winter time it was terrible down there. And I had a friend, and she was a cripple, and she used to wear shoes. I had clogs and shawl, black shawl, and she used to wear these shoes, you know, and she used to put men's socks over these shoes, and she used to say, come on, get hold of my arm, I'm not frightened of falling. And she came in here, she died in here.
Oh.
Yeah, she was never married.
Oh.
And we had a happy time, but I remember Mr. Eccles saying to us one dinner time, me and Miss Gladys, he says, well, I'm going to tell you something now, if you have time to listen. He says, I'm getting old. He was an old man, you know. He said, and you will get old someday. But he said, I don't think I'll see it, but you may see it. He said, there'll be no weaving. There'll be no Egyptian cotton. We'll not get no cotton here. He says, all our trails were blown.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it might be in your time. And we've seen it, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah. When did he say that, then?
This is a long while since.
Yeah.
A long while since, yes.
Was that after the First World War?
Yes.
The shock came out?
Yes, yes.
1920s?
Somewhere about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he just said that. He said, I can see the difference if I go to the exchange at Manchester. He says, and there's no Egyptian cotton coming through. He says, terror weaving will be gone.
Mm.
And it has come.
Right.
There's no terror weaving at all.
Yeah.
And, these parts of the mill is closed, aren't they, in Round Bottom?
Yeah. Sad.
And we used to enjoy ourselves going walks.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go walking?
Walked all over the hills.
Oh.
Did you ever hear of Ellen Strange's grave?
Mm-hmm.
Walked round, put a stone on there.
Oh, that's a good distance.
It's a good walk,
yeah.
Right over, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you ask anybody my age, they'll always say we did our courting on Old Camille.
Can you remember at the building that stood here?
Yes, Cunliffe's. They were called Cunliffe's. Yes, I remember it, and I remember it being pulled down, and I remember the first hostel being put up.
Yeah.
They just got it up, and then they found out it was small, you know, so they pulled it down. I was across here. I lived across there 17 and a half years. They pulled it down, they built this. I saw this first brick put in. So it was like coming home.
Yeah. Home from home for you.
So I was in this flat, it was a nice flat, and I had a child when I was 33. Mm-hmm. I'd been married 8 years when I had him. And he was £2.4
Oh.
And I can honestly say, he's the best lad as good as in the village.
Oh.
He looked at, he made a promise when his dad were ill, his dad had arthritis. He said, well, I'll look after you both for what you did for me, because we wasn't supposed to live, you know, mm-hmm. anyway. He's 50, and I've always lived here. I was born again in the Waterloo.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Again, next door to the Waterloo at this time. Uh-huh. And I've just lived in, you know, about 4 houses. But I wouldn't like to move anywhere else.
No.
Oh,
no. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't find anywhere.
You disturbed me when I said I were happy in here.
Uh-huh.
And the people that are confused don't worry me.
No.
Mm-hmm. Because I'd be saying by myself someday.
Oh, wow.
One never knows, mm-hmm. do we?
No.
Well, we didn't used to have that much money. We used to walk to Bury, you know.
What's a Bury?
And we had the trackless car.
Oh, yes, I've heard about it.
We had the trackless cars, and I had a girlfriend, and she was called Alice Starkey, and she was delicate, and the doctor said she'd have an outside job. So she got, they were advertising for bus instructors, you know, bus ladies. So she said, well, I'll try it. Well, I got on the same bus as her. And it went from Edenfield to Oldenbrook, that was all. Well, when she got to Oldenbrook, to turn around, she couldn't put it.
Oh.
Well, I said, well, I'll have a go, you know. So I got the trolley back up, the only one arm, you know. So we got it done. I laughed about it many times. We enjoyed ourselves better than what we do now. I were married, I was 24 when I were married.
Mm-hmm.
I used to give my mother a wage, you know, mm-hmm. and I'd have a crown a week. And we went to Blackpool, and you could go to Blackpool then on about £2 or £3, and come back with a bit of something. And we used to pack our boxes of eggs, you know, like on the newspaper, and put them in a shoebox, and you were everybody get you cooked chicken. The day, and I do believe as we used to, it were dirty, it were terrible even, and we used to kneel on the floor a lot, you know. And I do believe a lot of ladies are bad with their knees.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised.
Through that, because we just used to sweep under, what we used to call sweeping under, and they were that foul that we dirty. We're very dusty.
Would that be a day's dirt or a week's dirt?
Then?
Would that be a day's dirt or a week's dirt?
Oh, a week.
A week's dirt.
Not sure. If you got your water, you should sweep then.
Mm-hmm.
You see, well, it was stopped. Mm-hmm. But it was very dirty, it was terrible weaving.
Did that affect your chest?
It did, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because there were dust flying all about. It weren't like it is now. And I went to Fleetwood about a couple of years since, and it said Lancashire pot towels. I thought he them slightly. The old from next has worked next to me. She wore them. I wore the hand towels. Terry towel they call them. But I enjoy my work. I could go back today and do it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. But there were a lot of work in it, you know. It was hard work. And as I said today, what we get, we've worked hard for.
Oh. Not to me.
Mm. And then they used to have a market, you know, and again the grounds.
Uh-huh.
Used to have a big market there. Well, they were all sorts of a good market. Mm, cheap and all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were no going to Bury on those, you know.
No.
Mm.
There were not more shops in Ramsbottom, weren't there?
Down Bridge Street.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was a big shop.
Mm. And Co-op.
co-op. No, we have no co-ops now.
No co-ops. Used to be one in Holcombe Village, didn't there?
Yes, there was. Yes, there was one in Holcombe Village. I think that's a cafe now.
Is that where it was? I didn't know where it was.
Yes, that's where the co-op was. Where the
is where it? Where is it? Anderson's?
What did you do for entertainment when you were a young girl?
Well, I had a sister. She was the eldest of seven and I was the youngest. And she had four children. And it was a time when the wedding of the fainted doll. And we used to have concerts. And we used to have a door crushing across, you know. Mm-hmm. And boy, a big parson, you know, and the bride, mm-hmm. you know.
Did you play any?
I used to sing a bit. That's how we used to entertain ourselves then.
What sort of games did you play when you were children?
Hopscotch. Jacks. You used to play jacks and hopscotch and skipping ropes and if we wanted we'd take a big hoop.
They don't do that now, do they? What did you do on winter nights in Salem? You couldn't go out.
You used to read, you know. And I never found it out, so we're a bit on shy side. I only ever had one boy. I married him.
Oh, romantic, isn't it?
And that's 51 and a half years together.
Oh, I think that'll come to Ram's boss.
The library. The library was Carr Street. They made a new one.
Where it is now?
Somewhere round about there, but it wasn't a big one.
No.
They made a bigger one.
Oh. So when would that be? In the 1920s, perhaps? Or before?
Oh, after that.
After that? 1930s?
30. Mm. And then they have a library that comes round, you know, for housebound.
Yeah.
I used to get library books from the housebound because I was 2 years and never went through the front door.
But before the public library, where did you get your books from?
Well, we used to get books from the paper shop.
Yes, you bought
your books. We bought the books,
There was no library. At one time, there used to be libraries in shops, didn't there, where you could borrow books?
Just borrow them and take them back. I read now, but it has to be big print.
Yes. They're great, those books.
I love reading.
Yes,
you know.
I love them.
Yes, I
And anyway, we pass our time on watching television, but the entertainers.
Yes.
Friends of Aisless, we call them. There's a group, Friends of Aisless. They're very good. So
did you used to have concerts when you were little? School?
My brother was a school board inspector.
Oh.
The children were terrified of him. God, they used to say, "Hey, Mr. Oryx is coming." Oh. When they'd run, you know, if they were playing, should have been at school, you know. Or you were a bit. anyway, ever late only once going to work.
Oh.
I was only late once.
What happened then?
And then the boss, Mr. Eccles, he used to say, "I'll remember you, what you're doing. I'll remember you, me will."
Uh-huh.
I said, "Think on you do, you know, in a bit of
fun."
And when he died, there was a will. And he left every one of his workers, it was a sheet, all the names on. And we got so much apiece.
Oh.
He left us so much each. So many years that you'd done. I think I got £25.
Oh,
lot of money.
It was a lot of money there. Yeah,
yeah. A very good, nice man.
He was a good, old-fashioned man. He was a lonely soul. And I'll tell you, he reminds me of Derby in Crossroads.
Oh.
Another man.
Did he live locally?
Yes, he lived just down here. Mm-hmm. Yes, him and his wife lived in Orchard.
Oh, nobody to pass the business on to?
No.
So,
that's why he left this money, you see.
Yeah.
But he was a good man to work for.
Oh, you were fortunate going to that mill.
Yes, but late.
Good businessman.
I don't know why I've missed that. I was late that morning, but anyway, he just had the door locked, you see.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking up, and he says, "I'm up here."
Oh,
hello, now who comes late? I said, "This is the first time I've ever been late." No, and I'm saying, if I'm going anywhere now, I must be on time.
Yes.
Can you remember back to 1913 when King George V and Queen Mary
came to Ramsbottom.
I
saw them here. They came to Ramsbottom. Yes.
Did they stay overnight here?
No, they just went through. They just stayed a bit little while and then went back.
You'd be just a little girl.
Yes, I was only young. Yes.
Can you remember what you were wearing that day?
Well, I think she was wearing the biggest hat like she does yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think she's changed her style much.
No, never did she?
No.
And what can you remember your little dress?
My dress? Mm. Well, the dresses that I used to admire was a white alpaca. It's a bit more creamy alpaca dress. I used to love that. I'm not one for dashing clothes. I'm an old-fashioned. I'm an old-fashioned style.
Oh. Sailor collar on your dress?
It was
a sailor
crown. Yes.
Did you have a hat?
I didn't wear many hats. No.
Often schoolgirls do.
No, I didn't. I've never wore a lot of hats. No.
What school did you go to?
Hazelhurst. I never went to any other. No, I left there. And I was in standard four. There were 1, 2, 3 and 4. Mm. And I got to standard 4 and then I left, you see.
Mm.
So you started when you were 4?
4.
Which how old were you when you left?
12.
13.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And
were they happy days at school?
Yes, they were happy days.
Were you good at your lessons? Were you a clever girl?
I'll not say I were very... No, because there was one girl, Emily Long, was she called, and she used to say, "You're having a bit of a tough time with that, you know," and she'd have it done, you know. She'd say, and she'd do it for me, you know.
So you were contented?
I was content.
Yeah.
When my husband, he said he were a prisoner of war in Germany.
Oh.
And when I used to mention about having holidays, he said, "I'm not bothered." He said, "I've been about enough," and he weren't bothered about it. Well, I didn't bother either. He was in that stab out something. He was caught at Passchendaele.
Was he called up or did he?
No, he went
away
before his time.
So he was very young.
He said he was 18, he was only 17.
So his
other brothers had gone and he thought he should go.
Mm-hmm.
And they, your husband?
Yes, they were a big family then.
Yeah. And was he a
Ramsbottom? About 5 boys and 1 girl.
Yeah. A Ramsbottom man?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, Stubbins.
Yeah.
Stubbins Lane, you know.
How did you meet?
It was, I was going out with one girl and she arranged to meet a boy, it seems, and we used to go in an ice cream shop, you know, and sit and drink Vimto's and that. And this boy came in and she went out with him, you see. Well, I was on my own. I thought, I'll go home. But anyway, I just went down Bridge Street. And this soul, they were in khaki, you know, and he kid gloves on, and he just mentioned, good evening. He said, are you on your own? I said, I'm just going to go home. I said, all my pals is gone. I said, I'm just going to go home. He said, where do you live? I said, just past Dundee Lane. Well, I was telling a lie, you know, because I lived at Old Crew Brook next to Waterloo. Mm-hmm. But if I'd have been caught with him, you know. So I left him there. Uh-huh. And from that, you know, and then he sprang up and we went about, we went to bury him at Rome. We used to go to bury, you know, about. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was my husband. For 51 years, to the
Hippodrome. To the Hippodrome. Where was the Hippodrome exactly?
In Garden Street.
No, Red Forest.
Yes. Yes. Mm. I had a niece.
If you went into Bury, would you go in by the train from Holcombe?
We went from Holcombe Brook. We used to go from Holcombe Brook. Mm-hmm. And my father used to work on the railway.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, did you?
From Holcombe Brook to Bury.
Was that quicker than the bus or cheaper?
Well, I think it's a bit cheaper. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, there weren't a right lot of buses then, you know.
No. Mm. Remember when the railway closed at Holcombe Brook?
When what?
When the railway stopped.
I couldn't tell you how long that distance.
It must be 25 years.
I forgot how long that distance.
A long time ago, isn't it?